First Samuel, chapter 22. First Samuel, chapter 22, class. I remember when I first discovered this verse in teaching Money Coming, God brought it to me to clarify my assignment with Money Coming, which is apostolic and prophetic. I didn't know at that time, but he gave it to me ahead of time. But I want you to look at these scriptures. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Verse 1. Now, I want to do this for ministries. It just comes to me. It's what I want to do for ministries, because a lot of ministers are struggling. They're struggling for numbers. They're struggling for finances. They're struggling for anointing. And I want to put you in a position that you can rest in the anointing and rest in what God has called you to do. Here in 1 Samuel 22:1, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brother and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Now, in reading that verse, I never saw this, but I had to escape. I had to escape out of denominational circles. I preach in Madison Square Garden. I preach in some of the largest churches in the world. But I had to escape from some of those places that are so successful looking in order to get to the place where I am now. Now I'm an apostle and I got churches under me, and basically I go to those churches. I don't go everywhere. I got calls coming in, but I'm training pastors and different ministers, like I'm training you to the apostolic and prophetic office. So David had to escape. So in order for you to get where you need to get spiritually, you're going to have to escape. And now look what happened in him escaping. What happened in verse 2? And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gave themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. There's 400. See, they had that remnant. He trained that 400 how to get out of debt. He trained them how to get out of discontentment. Yes, he trained them how to get out of distress. So I want to do the same thing. Any distress, any debt, any discontentment, any family problem, anything you're dealing with, I believe when you're sitting in these classes, that anointing is getting on you, showing you how to deal with it, that you can come out into the freedom and to the blessing that God wants you to have. So we're talking about your ministry being effective. We're going to have to get this discontentment, distress, and debt out. And there's so many, Lord, I got to say, broke preachers. God didn't design preachers to be broke. He wants you to be blessed so you can be a blessing to the people. All right. Many are discontent, distressed, in debt. Now watch what I'm about to say now. In search of identity and destiny. Those two words, identity and destiny. They're in search for it. And you're not going to find it unless you get into the right position. Nevertheless, there remain in them a cause, a mighty sword that can't be seen. They desire to let God's power be strong in them and to see territories, cities, and nations impacted by the power of God. Who are they, you ask? They are the coming apostolic reformers, effective ministers and believers. That's what we're calling you here in this school. Right now, the Spirit of God is pouring out a fresh understanding of the Word of God concerning the restoration, watch this now, class, of effective ministries. That's what I want to do. I want to restore effective ministry by teaching, by preaching, by flowing in the gifts of the Spirit, by lifestyle. So let's deal with this statement, apostolic times. And I'm glad I'm probably going over some things I went over, but that's fine. God has called you to be a revolutionary change agent. I want you to write that word down. Change agent. Apostolically, he will use you that way, prophetically, and then in your gift. Apostolic, exciting time. Apostolic time are just ahead for you. We make apostolic believers in your church, Pastor. We have been hearing from the Holy Spirit that a restoration of the apostolic church, apostolic, was coming. I believe a measure of the apostolic reforming spirit has already arrived. Matter of fact, I know it, because I've seen so many things happen and so many things change. That's why God wants me to go over this effective ministry. The word of God teaches a restoration of all things before the return of the Lord. Look in Acts 3:21. A restoration of all things before the returning of the Lord. Acts chapter 3, verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Look at that verse, restoration. We're in a time of restoration. It's taking place, including the ministry of modern apostles, apostolic churches, apostolic believers. The Holy Spirit has given us a bit of prophetic insight into this restoration of the apostolic spirit, apostolic grace, apostolic spirit, apostolic anointing is being restored. Ephesians 4:11. Why? It's chronological order. The apostle, prophet, then it goes on. Here's an observation. You might ask yourself these questions about the restoration and specifically about apostolic ministry and your involvement. Are you listening? How can apostolic ministry churches and believers be identified? Question number one. What are the strongest earmarks that set them apart from others? Question number two. Why is restoring apostolic ministry important today? Number three. And then number four, the fourth question is, why is the apostolic spirit important to me? All right, now we'll go and we're going to begin to give you insight that you're going to answer these questions. And we're going to call it a different spiritual climate. Different spiritual climates. Striking signs of apostolic believers is manifested in the spiritual climates of the churches they attend. You gotta change everything. You gotta change the singing. You gotta get all these performers out of your pulpit. All these musicians who just dare to play. I made some changes in my church. Just about all the musicians left. They were not here for the word, they were here to play. Some people there just to sing. You got to find who they are, because what they're doing is, now listen to me very carefully, they're blocking the next rim. Now, the church been held in a certain rim for many hundreds of years because the apostolic did not government grace and faith was not there to jerk them out. There's patterns that have been set that make you look stupid if you go another way. But sometimes to move in the spirit, you got to look stupid and follow the plan and the patterns of God, and he'll show you. The apostolic spirit is resident in apostolic believers that attend apostolic churches. See, now every church is not an apostolic church. Some men don't even respect the apostolic ministry and understand the divine order of God there in Ephesians. Let me tell you about one of the most amazing things about apostolic believer. You ready? The most amazing thing about apostolic believers is their sensitivity to the spiritual climate around them. Now, I've got people that have been trained in my ministry. You're not going to slip up on them. They are sensitive. They are sensitive. I don't like to use the word sensitive. They are spiritually aware of who and what is going on around them. Now, I go, Jim, they've been under this apostolic anointing. I got a remnant of elders can discern. And they understand it's not right. I got ministers in my MVBs. If a person walk in the room, they'll discern quickly, we might need to do something with this. I have elders around me. I have men and women around me in my ministry. They may not know I know, but I know. I know there's a spiritual climate in here that if something had to be dealt with, it would be dealt with. Spiritual climate. They can recognize it. The strong apostolic anointing on apostolic believers, they aggressively contend with the hard heavens of their territories and command spiritual change in the name of Jesus. Wow. Wow. And the reason that we have to go over and over these teaching it over and over again, because I want them to synchronize in the spirit. Churches that carry an apostolic reforming spirit are churches that do more than nurture and pastor people. What you mean? Babysit. And over the years I've been there and a lot of people have been blessed, but they're still with me. And now I see those people have been with me 20, 25, 30 years coming into a new dimension of the spirit. I see it every day. So pastors without the apostolic anointing usually babysit and tell them nice things and go lay a hand on them and pray for them and et cetera, et cetera. But you got to teach them a fight. Now, most of my people, I ministered to a man last night. Matter of fact, I didn't dress. I went exactly like I was ministered to him. But that man, I think he had 4 operations and never told me nothing about the operation. And this one kind of was wobbling a little bit, so he texted us to let us know. So I went out to see about it. But it's the idea, if the people in this church is dealing with something, most of the time they handle it themselves and tell me after. Why? Because they're wearing the same anointing. And they know they walk by faith, not by sight. Now let me give you some things. The churches that carry the apostolic reforming spirit are churches that do more than nurture and pastor people. Let's give you some example. They know how to contend with the hard breathing heaven that hinders prayer, praise, liberty, God's voice, and the spiritual growth of people. They know how to deal with that. Number 2, they know how to command spiritual gates to open so the kingdom of glory might come among them. Are you hearing me? Powerful. Now here's another thing. Oh, we're going off on this too. Apostolic music have different points. It's the sign of authority and breakthrough. Now I tell you, I'm just amazed about the change in praise and worship in my ministry. Matter of fact, they're playing with a musical background. Thank God I have 2 sons, blood sons, that lead in the prayer and worship. One of them was going to go out and start cutting albums and stuff. But after we talked, he kind of held on. And he gifted enough. I got a granddaughter and I got some ladies just out of sight. just moving the Spirit, man. I cried like a baby. I cried Sunday morning. It took us in such a deep, I feel it coming on me now, a deep spiritual dimension in the presence of God. You see, apostolic music has spiritual points. It's a sign of authority and breakthrough. And you got all kind of stuff going on in the church now. Apostolic songs are commanding, listen, decreeing, and proclaiming. See, when the people are sitting there, they need to listen to commanding, decreeing, proclaiming song. They're a song that lift and exalt Jesus while prophetically decreeing the will of the Lord for your life. That is so important. Pastors, listen to me. That's so important. Listen to the words and watch. Don't let people make all those funky movement in the church like they're in a ballroom. Just stop them. Those musicians will take your church over. They'll take over because they think you can't be done without. But I found out better. Now, I may go back later on, but I'm so glad to hear from God. And I know about the Bible say instrument. I know they prayed for David. I know, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to move slowly on that because I don't want nothing to stop this realm that of reality and revelation of the supernatural that God is placing in the body of Christ. Our ministry touched people from all over the world, different countries. Reformation precedes restoration. We have entered new apostolic time. We are experiencing another level of restoration and the release, let's say, here to go, of apostolic grace. We are entering the new apostolic revolution and reformation. Wow, restoration, revolution, reformation. We know that times of restoration advanced by a reforming spirit. The time of restoration. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9. I would also advise you not to turn from the Bible to the computer or your iPhone. I think that we need to, pastors and ministers need to keep a written Bible with them, even though I use my computer with outline and stuff, but a written Bible. I don't want the church to become technology. Here in Hebrews 9 and 10. Was stood in meat and drink and divers washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. Meat, drink, physical, divers washing, carnal ordinances, it was imposed on them. See, a lot of things been imposed on the church because of a lack of apostolic grace and apostolic anointing. And they're gonna take that type of anointing to get it out. And we've been purging this ministry for quite some time now. We're still purging. It's a new apostolic revolution and reformation, but restoration had to be. Restoration means returning to God's original plan. What'd I say? Restoration means returning to God's original plan. That's what we need. We need to turn to God's original plan. That's what needs to happen in the church through apostolic grace, a reforming spirit. Let me give you a definition of the word reformation. It's a Greek word, diorthosis, D-I-O-R-T-H-O-S-I-S, which means to straighten out thoroughly and to restore to a natural and normal condition. And the word reformation in the spirit world is to straighten things out in the spirit and restore it to the normal and supernatural condition. Now listen, class, you cannot enter the time of restoration without the times of reformation. See, you can't restore something unless it go back, you know how to go back to the original form. Reformation always precedes restoration. Let's look at something now. The vehicle for this restoration would be the reforming anointing of the apostolic church. Go back to the book of Acts. And a boldness and an anointing and spiritual insight. Reforming churches are governing churches. I'll give you three things under that. Reforming churches, they are confrontational in the spirit. You got to be, you know, my whole congregation is well aware of the fact that I'm confrontational. I'm not going to let anything, I think that displeasing God go on here. Number two, they understand their authority and carry a high level of spiritual boldness. High level of spiritual boldness. Understand your authority. They confront and tear down religious idolatry, unproductive religious form, and vain religious tradition. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build and plant. Now notice the last two words, building and planting, but you got to do some things before that. You got to root out, you got to pull down, you got to destroy. You got to throw down. Then you can build and plant. See, people trying to build and plant, but they ain't throwing nothing down. You got to throw down. Confront. You got to confront and tear down religious idolatry, unproductive religious form, and vain religious tradition. You got to fight on your hand. But that verse points it out, Jeremiah 1:10. See, I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom, to root out, number one, pull on, number two, to destroy, number three, and to throw down, number four, and to build, number five, and to plant, number six. See, the building and the planting can't be done unless something you confront and tear down religious idolatry, and they got a bunch of it in the church, unproductive religious form, bunch of it, and vain religious tradition, bunch of it. Can you agree with that, class? You listening? Can you agree with the class? You notice these religious idolatry, unproductive religion, vain religious tradition. Boy, you got to be strong to deal with it. I know because I'm dealing with it and I had to deal with it. I'm more comfortable in dealing with it now since I've seen some apostolic insight over the years. And I want to pass it on to you. So that means you're going to lose some of your friends. That means people you looked up to who thought you were so great, you're going to find out they're not so great after all. And we just got to face reality. We're not putting nobody down, but we're not holding nobody around that's going to hold us from going zooming into the rim of the Spirit. The reforming churches give identity to people other churches rejected because of what they carry spiritually. That churches will reject a real man or woman of God because they're carrying something spiritually that they're going to knock down anything that's not spiritual. Reforming churches are highly committed and dedicated to advancing the cause of Christ throughout the world and don't ignore but rather attack the giants in the land, including the giants of, let me name some of these giants before I close today. Religion. That's a giant. That's a David and Goliath deal there. Divination, witchcraft, the other biggie, racism, got to be attacked. Now, there's a tendency in ministry that people won't recognize your anointing because of the color of your skin. Doesn't matter, man. God, just keep zooming. Keep zooming. Antichrist spirit. Jezebel. Secular humanism. Humanism with regard in particular to the belief that humanity is capable of morality and self-fulfillment without believing God. Let's go back over these. Religion, you gotta deal with them. That's giant. Divination, different spirits, witchcraft, racism, antichrist spirit, Jezebel, secular humanism. Humanism with regard in particular to the belief that humanity is capable of morality, no, and self-fulfillment without believing God. No, no, they're all out there. But they're just out there, but they're not real. They're not powerful. You remember, the power of God is with you. Glory to God. Functioning the foreign gods, including the demonic spirit of radical Islam. See, all these foreign gods trying to come. But when you're anointed, you can deal with that. Reforming believers. We'll go in there a few minutes. Reforming believers and churches build their lives and ministry on spiritual life, living rather than dead social religious program. They are the proactive believers and churches with bold pursuing spirit that carry and impart spiritual strength to others. And look at these two scriptures, Ezekiel 1. Let's look at them right quick and then I'm going to close. Praise God. Ezekiel 1:24. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. Ezekiel 1:24. And then look at Ezekiel 43:2. Let's see here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope it's been helping you, Glad. I mean, we're dealing with a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to go over a lot of stuff here. Stuff that I've been through, stuff I'm going through. Ezekiel 43:2 says, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. I know we're in strong territory here, studying behind apostles and doing apostles' work. May the class that is set in these classes, may they receive, may the Holy Spirit take it and anoint their lives so they can flow in these pathways that you're building in this school. May apostolic grace and apostolic anointing, apostolic faith, apostolic wisdom be on each one of the students in their prayer time, in their praise time. May you speak to them in their meditation time, and that their preaching and their teaching and their anointing become stronger and stronger every day. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen.